So the end goal is for the Center to Advance Manufacturing, listen to the industry leaders, higher education leaders, economic development leaders in this roundtable discussion. What is affecting their decisions every day on policy, on investment, workforce, energy? And so we have that discussion, and so we had the presidents of the universities here, companies like Whirlpool and Honda and First Solar and smaller, medium-sized manufacturers, Jobs Ohio, Ohio Department of Development, Ohio Manufacturer Association. We truly had everybody in the room. And I explained the importance of manufacturing to our region, and then we listened to them. And they told us. And it was a whole wide variety. Workforce, of course, is something that comes up. Energy came up. Infrastructure came up. Artificial intelligence, new training techniques with virtual reality. There's all these different things that are impacting manufacturing right now because of post-COVID, through supply chain changes, inflation of wages, people are automating things they've never automated, you know, changes in the global economy. And so we want to make sure that the company's economic development 101 is retention and expansion. So all the companies that were here, we want to make sure they're confident that they'll continue to reinvest. So meetings like this inform it. We take it back. We build programs with our partners and support manufacturing, and we'll continue to listen to manufacturers going forward.
Seems like it's a circular thing. I mean, the programs that you have aren't going to be valuable unless they're programs that, you know, the employers
Correct.
Are going to need. So it's kind of
and a tech credit is a good example of a program, training program. Every 2 months, an employer can get up to $30,000. So Grove does a fantastic job for their apprenticeship program every 2 months. There's some manufacturers who haven't heard of it. There's some manufacturers who aren't quite sure how to apply. There's some, maybe some things we could learn to do better within TechCred. So these are the things we want to talk about. What programs do we have in place that are working? Which ones should we put in place? Maybe which ones should we get rid of? But the reality of it is our legislators are very receptive to listening to these types of ideas. They take it back down to Columbus. So we have multiple senators, multiple representatives here today. They take these ideas and they turn it into legislation, and then it becomes policy.
And how is Northwest Ohio still doing with manufacturing and the employers that are already here, getting more employers? How is the region doing?
The region statistically is as strong as ever. Some communities are close to 40%. Some counties of their employment is within manufacturing. Manufacturing continues to advance. In our name, we're trying to advance manufacturing. There's a changing face in manufacturing and the types of associates that are coming out. We've got a very large bubble of career tech. Millstream Career Center in Findlay is at record enrollment, and they're growing. Penna up north is at record enrollment and growing. So we're starting to see all the efforts that have been put in place to make people aware that manufacturing isn't dirty, it's advanced, you can have a good career there. And we're seeing the results of all that, of more and more people starting to get into it. And we want to make sure that that's not a bubble, but that that's the new baseline. So manufacturing is really as healthy as ever, because of the people coming together in this room today, collaborating, putting the policies in place to ensure that they can continue to reinvest.